the lab man is pleased to be speaking with Eric Chatelain from the Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, which is based in Geneva, Switzerland. DNDI, as the organization is known, has partnered with SLAS to support the Journal of Biomolecular Screening issue on novel therapeutic approaches for neglected infectious diseases. Eric is the editor of that issue, along with Julio Martin Plaza from GSK. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Steve.
Eric, can you tell our listeners about the business and mission of DNDI and how DNDI became interested in collaborating on this particular issue of JBS?
Sure. So DNDI was launched in 2003. The vision of DNDI is to improve the quality of life and the health of individuals that are suffering from neglected diseases, such as sleeping sickness, Chagas disease, or Leishmaniasis, among others. And we are using an alternative model based on public-private partnerships. So basically, we are a non-for-profit virtual R&D organization, so we don't have any wet labs. That's why we rely on partners. And we're developing drugs and bringing new treatments that are really adapted to the specific needs of these neglected patients. So the reason why we became interested in collaborating on this issue of GBS is that, first, we thought it was a unique opportunity to have in one issue such a broad compilation of all subjects, expertise, and technologies that are currently used in the field of drug discovery for these diseases. And it's, as you know, it's always more difficult to sell discovery rather than a compound in a clinical trial. So, and secondly, by opening this special issue of GBS, we can really bring science and knowledge to all researchers, whether endemic or high-income regions, working in either academia or in pharma. So it's really important because this science is still neglected, and it's a way to promote and stimulate research for these neglected diseases and advocate for more to be done in this area.
Eric, you mentioned Chagas disease, and you authored a paper on Chagas disease drug discovery in the upcoming JBS issue. Can you tell us more about that work?
Yeah, that's great. I contributed to this special issue with a review on the current status of drug discovery for Chagas disease, which is a bit my kind of specialty. I felt it was a good timing for that, given the recent development in that area. And basically what happened are two folds. First, we saw the development of new in vitro secondary assays that are used to profile further compounds of interest with activity against the parasite involved in that disease, T. cruzi, and also new development of in vivo models for the disease. And the second one was the outcomes of two clinical trials that were performed recently, one of them sponsored by DNDI, that basically showed that benzinazole, the current standard of care, was maybe more efficacious than we thought originally. And secondly, the azoles, which are a class of compound with posaconazole and ravuconazole, that were believed to be the drugs of the future for Chagas disease, failed to provide a sustained parasite reduction after follow-up. So when combining both outcomes, we thought it was time to challenge a bit the dogma and thinking in the field of Chagas disease drug discovery, especially concerning the way to profile and move compound forwards to further development. So we proposed a new screening cascade taking into account all these new developments. Future will tell by bringing new compounds in clinical trials if we are right or if we have to change something, but I think it was really a perfect timing for this review.
As you said, DNDI pursues a virtual research model. You don't have wet labs. And so you partner with research institutes and universities for target and screening studies. Can you tell us about how those collaborations work and how they come about?
So as you mentioned, we don't have wet labs, so we rely on partners to do the job, basically. So we are acting as the conductor of a virtual orchestra, so to speak, and leveraging partner-specific assets or their own capacity or expertise in order to be able to manage our own portfolio and implement projects at all stages of the R&D process, so not only discovery. So if we look specifically at discovery, well, basically we first have to identify new chemical entities. So we need to access compound libraries. And in the recent years, the NDI signed around, I would say, 25 agreements with pharma companies and biotechs to access their library. So in that sense, we were able to screen most probably over 2 million compounds, and we have now the screening capacity to be able to screen large library. And we have this capacity because we also needed the assays in high-throughput format to be able to screen such large library, and this was one of our first tasks, to find partners who could develop this assay to be able to screen compounds. And then in order to be able to move forward this compound further along development, we also need to license this compound or to have the freedom to operate in the field of neglected diseases. And this is a very hard requirement with which we negotiate with our partners. And finally, we also need to be able to deliver candidates originating from the identified hits. So for that purpose, we set up lead optimization consortia with different groups of partners around the world, specialized in all the areas that are needed to optimize compounds, so chemistry, biology, DMPK, and pharmacology. So an whole set of different partners to be able to move compound forwards from a screening to clinical candidate.
Your organization is now progressing into actually implementing new treatments for various diseases. So what kind of challenges does this pose for the organization?
So we have indeed, since our creation, developed six new safe and effective, affordable and field-adapted treatments. This doesn't mean that there are no challenges anymore. We have to make sure that we will be able to develop and make available new drugs for these neglected patients. So I see mainly four challenges. The first one, which is purely related to R&D, actually, is the need to access chemical diversity, know-how and knowledge, better understanding of this disease. So we also have to make sure that the data and the expertise are shared to avoid duplication, given the scarce resources available for R&D for these diseases. And then when one thinks about implementation, we have to overcome regulatory barriers. So there's a real need to strengthen regulatory agencies in endemic regions. Then you might have a really good drug, but access is key. You have to make sure that the patient will be reached. And so for that purpose, you need to ensure equitable access to all patients and affordable treatment. So price is very important. And sustainability. So you have to make sure that you have a partner that will be able to provide API and product for the treatment. And finally, all this has a cost. So we wouldn't be able to do all what we are doing without our donors. And we also have to ensure that the funding is sustainable for these activities, and we are looking for new and innovative funding mechanisms. One example is, for example, the tax on fuel from Unitaid.
Eric, this is all really interesting, and our listeners can learn more about DNDI by going to your website for Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative. So thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Until next time, this is the Lab Man saying, Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.